This week I'm starting the show off a little bit differently because the music you're listening to in the background is the kind of music that my guest heard when he died and went to heaven and then came back 19 years ago. He's going to tell you what the experience was like. He's going to tell you who he saw and who he met. He's also going to tell you these abilities that he came back with, almost unbelievable abilities. See for yourself as we present Out There, discussing life after death. You know, over the course of my life, I think I consider myself fortunate because I've had many strange things happen. Some people call them strange. I call them almost miracles or great events that I've had the opportunity to learn from. Both my parents have come back from the other side. I truly believe that. And the message was just this overwhelming love. And especially with my father, because he didn't leave on such good terms. And so in 1996, I've told this story before, he comes back. And he wouldn't have had to say anything, but he did say some things. But this love was, it just radiated like nothing I've ever felt before. We all can say we love someone, and we can feel it in our heart. But this love goes beyond that, beyond words. Now, you've heard of people that have been on the operating table and they have died and then they went somewhere else and everybody's got a slightly different story to tell and then they came back in their body. And I've even heard stories of people when they came back, they had a heightened awareness of psychic ability. They were able to pick up on things more. And then there's those, and it almost seems pretty rare, like my guest today, who actually has a heightened ability to heal others. His name is Tom Angels. He's from New York City. Is that correct, Tom?
Actually, the Adirondack Park of New York.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're in New York State.
Right.
And he's on the phone this morning. How are you doing, Tom?
Fine, thank you, TJ. It's a pleasure being here.
I got to know you through Frank Frischino, which is awesome. He said, you got to talk to this guy. He's pretty amazing. And there's a story that Frank told me that just blew my mind. And you know which one I'm talking about, when you guys were in New York.
Yes, exactly. That was an incredible experience there, yes.
So, Tom, tell us what happened. 19 years ago this took place, right?
Yes, it did. I was going to a podiatrist's office for an ingrown toenail, and it was between my lunch hour for work. And as I was sitting there, the doctor injected my right foot with 11 shots of Novocaine but didn't aspirate the needles. In effect, the Novocaine went into the artery, went up my leg. My leg felt tingly, then it went numb, and then it was headed up towards my heart. And it was very rapid. By the time it had come across my chest, the Novocaine, I could feel a tingly sensation. And then I yelled, doctor, doctor, because I knew something was wrong. And it had hit my heart, the Novocaine did, and numbed my heart. And I was dead approximately 6 minutes and 38 seconds is what the chart showed.
6 minutes and 38 seconds, you were gone to the world.
Yes.
And so what happened in that time?
It was amazing. A lot of people, they say how they hover over their bodies and so forth. And in my case, I didn't. I was pulled into a tunnel at a vacuum speed, super fast into a blinding light. And everything that was once physical became subliminal at a speed that was just incredible. As I was going into the light, I felt a being's presence in the light, and it was a lot of subliminal questioning and a lot of transformation from the physical world to the spiritual world. And I remember the being in the light asking me questions, and I would respond back to the light. And when you're assured that you are no longer in the physical world, the assurement is verified with the light, and then you pass through the light, and there's a group of people standing there, which we call heaven. And I remember seeing the city, and I remember seeing some angels, and the people that I had lived with in previous lifetimes are standing there.
So previous lifetimes. Now, this is something you believe in now because you've seen this.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And what was really neat is as you looked at each person, you don't speak like you do in the human world with the mm-hmm. voice structure. It was all subliminal. through the mind. You'd glance at their eyes, they'd look at you, and you'd know what they're thinking telepathically. It was at such a high rhythm, a high vibration. It was incredible.
And so you see these people and their memories of times that you've shared in different times. Can you name an example?
Of the times that I had lived with them?
Yeah, just a couple of ones that you recognized.
Yeah, there was one specifically, one of my friends that had been in World War II. When I was on, I used to have dreams as a child of being on a ship going into the Philippine Islands. And I didn't know what it really meant. And then when I had this life-after-death experience, I would have this vision of going through the jungles, and my friend was actually killed in front of me, and his name was John. Well, when I went to heaven, the being up there that I remembered as being John, you know, welcomed me. It was this complete love and everything in heaven. And I remember recognizing him from the previous lifetime I had lived in. And I remember the memories then, it was all recollected back through, and everything is redefined as it was in the previous lifetime.
And so you knew that this was your last time here.
Yes. Yes,
and you're 100% sure of that. Now, when you talk about heaven, I mean, everybody's got a little different, I'm sure everybody has a different vision of what they think it is. How would you describe it?
It's the most awesome place. I explain it, a lot of people ask me that question, it's a great question, and it's like when you're in heaven, it's like stepping into the shower, and all the beads of water are the purest love just emanating your body, and you just want to take it all in. There's no worries, there's nothing that's negative, everything is so positive and vibrant, and you just want to stay there. And I tried to stay three times before they did get me back. I didn't want to come back to this world.
You hear that a lot with people that are in between like that, that they don't, once they feel that, I don't know what you would, euphoria maybe, when you get there, you don't want to come back. Now, let me ask you this. This is totally left field. Did you eat anything? Did you have a sandwich? Do they eat in heaven? Did you notice anything like that?
No, that's an excellent question as well. And there's, you don't have any type of appetite. You don't, and you see, you know, a lot of people said too, as far as looking at the females that were very attractive and the angels, and you don't have a physical type of a feeling of attractiveness as you would in the physical world. It's all like your brothers and sisters on an equal level.
Did you see older people?
Yes.
Okay, so people of all different ages.
Yes.
Okay. Because, you know, I think you hear more than one perception of it. And sometimes I think maybe we see somewhat what we want to see. Maybe people show themselves to us as we recognize them. I've heard that statement.
Yeah, there was a diverse age range that I recall. I remember from teenage to in their 70s. In that range, it's just...
Is everybody healthy, Tom?
Yes. And a lot of times, too, the perception of their age, someone may have looked younger than when they passed on, and then they maintain that younger look as they're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that with a couple of my relatives that I saw up there that were, they looked younger from when the time they actually did die.
That's amazing. That is a story very few people probably will get to live and tell. Now, if you just had that to talk about, we could do a show on that. But there's more. So what happens? You come back to your body.
Well, I tried to stay, and I remember this angel. Her name was Amelia, and I've kept that. I've come back with that that name very distinctly. And she stood in front of me, and she had the white gown with the oversized sleeves and the gold belt, just like you would imagine on the Christmas angels. And she stared into my eyes and put her right hand into my hand, and I think that's where I acquired the healing abilities, was the transfer at that moment. And she gave me the psychic gifts through the eyes, staring at my eyes, and then she looked down because she knew I wanted to stay in heaven, and then she sent me back here into the physical world.
Do you think this is something that was planned before you even were born in this lifetime?
You know, it's a great question as well, and I think a lot of times destiny is written, and I think there's a reason for why everything happens, why we meet people in our lives, and why things happen the way they do, from tragedies to success and through many different areas that we go into. But I really think that it definitely it was probably something that was supposed to happen so I could reach so many people and help them in a positive way.
So now you come back and you get back into your body. Do you see yourself coming into your body?
No, I didn't see myself coming into the body at all. I'm just laying in this physical body, and I'm staring up at the lights, and of course, you know, the brain cells die when you're dead with no oxygen, and there's you have problems and medical problems that came with it. And it was just, you know, you're laying there, you're kind of like, okay, what, you know, you're trying to digest everything, but as over time, you realize you can put it together, what really, you know, what happened and everything, but when you're recovering from it, you're trying to get back into the physical world as it is, and, you know, I had to learn how to remember words again, how to talk. And
did you think it was a dream when you came back around?
Not at all. I mean, it was really, you know, it was really amazing because I knew it wasn't a dream, and I knew from, especially from the charts I had from the doctor's office and everything that, and what they had noted, that it actually did take place, and it was definitely 100% real. And of course, unfortunately, we can't bring those images back with us and share it with the rest of the world. We can just tell our stories,
Or better yet, you know what Tom can do? He can tell you things that you're not going to believe. And we're going to have some people talking about to him in just a moment. And he also has the ability, he's been given the ability, and some of you may not believe this, but you know what? It's not that far of a stretch. There are people I know of that have healed others with their touch or their energy. I've seen it. And Tom, when you came back, what kind of ability do you have to heal others?
Well, it was a really good, that's a great question. And what I'd started to do was, friends of mine said, well, they had heard about people that came back with a healing gift. And I thought, well, you know, let me try it. So I was set up with some people that had been diagnosed with cancer. And I started to try the healing process and healing the aura around the body. And the results were just amazing. People that were in their fourth or fifth stage of cancer were no longer ill. They go back to the doctor for a second, you know, for another opinion, and the cancer would be gone.
So you were able to, how many people have you healed from cancer?
It's been over 47 that I have, that I've actually documented. There's other ones that I'll do a healing for, then I'll leave, and then I'll go on to another person. And some people I hear back from, and some I don't. But the ones that I have tracked that I've stayed in contact with have all been, you know, very, very successful with it.
So you've been able to turn their life completely around, save their life, basically, with this gift that you have, this ability. How do you do that?
It's sort of like I'm a telephone line between the other side and the physical world. And when I'm doing the healing, I also sense spirits around me as well. And I think it's through the help of them, hence my name Tom Angels, is I'm giving the credit to the angels that surround me when I'm doing the healing, that actually give me their energies that help me in the process of healing the people in the physical world.
Now, you were telling me something about that a person's aura, you can see that a person's aura is broken?
Yes.
And you heal that?
Yes.
That's really interesting. We're going to talk a little more about that. Mindy Wills Davis has joined me. She is a coworker on the radio with me. She does our news in the morning. How you doing, Mindy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Can you hear her, Tom?
Yes, very clear. Yep. Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Mindy, I'm going to let you take over at this point because she's been through kind of a rough ride, and maybe you have just whatever you want to ask. Tom is here, and I'll tell you what, he's pretty amazing.
That's what I hear.
So go ahead.
I don't know if I have any specific questions offhand, but I didn't know if there was any messages or anything else that you could pick up.
I had asked Tom, and he right away told me, and this is, I'll let you, Tom, she lost a child. Let's just get that out. And maybe you can explain what you think the process is on that, but what did you pick up on this child?
I picked up a girl. That's what I picked up. I picked up that she's on the other side, and I feel that this spirit is very, it's very calm, and it's not, you know, I know you probably have a lot of questions, and is the child okay? And I think she is. And my perspective, what I've seen in doing the psychic readings and the spiritualistic stuff, is she will come back at another time. So she's there now, and she's right there, but she will be coming back.
You're saying she's going to be born.
Reborn.
Okay.
Okay.
Mindy, do you have a question?
Now, does that mean that she's going to be reborn to us or to somebody else, or is it not known yet?
I feel she's coming back through you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I pick up. I'm getting she's going to come back into this world, but right now she's still on the other side, just waiting back again. But it's all positive, you know. It's all positive.
So how do you think that works, Tom? Do we kind of choose who we want to be with?
You know, that's a great question. I think it's a lot of assignments. It's assignments to the families in the physical world and how individually they fit into the profiles of those families. And it's like a parking garage, and the people are like different types of cars, and they're sent into these families to aid them and help them for reasons that's been written before they've been born.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Mindy, do you have further questions?
Not that I can think of offhand. I wanted to know.
Do you want to know, because Tom and I were talking about this just a little while ago, because he died for over 6 minutes and went to, if you want to call it heaven, he went to a place of unconditional love. And what is this place like where her daughter is at?
It's full of, I mean, it just emanates with love, and it's a lot of peace, and it's all positive, and it's a place that is beyond any type of explanation of what you can come close to explaining the term love, because it just emanates right to your soul, and it's just all positive, and it's a really good, excellent. I mean, it's our home.
It's our home.
Oh, it's definitely home. Yeah.
We think we're at home right now, and this is just a temporary place.
Right.
Now you said, and this is what we talked about earlier, you saw who you were or some people you knew in previous lifetimes.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So you believe that we come back again and again?
Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
And why do we do all that, you think?
I think, you know, that's a great question, too, and I think it's to pick up where we left off in the previous lifetime until we get it.
We're learning. We're learning some
correct.
Things.
Yeah, it's learning. It's a learning experience until we get it right, and then destiny decides that it's our time to stay in heaven or go back into the physical world again.
Let me ask you this, Tom. Do you connect with animals at all?
Yes, I have done healings for animals.
Can you pick them up in spirit?
Yes, I have. I've done a healing, and I had a dog brushing against my leg when I was at I was in Florida, and I was healing there, and I said to the lady, I said, "Did you lose a dog recently? Because it's rubbing." And she started crying. She said, "Yeah, I did." And here this, you know, he kept rubbing up against my leg, and she said that's what he would do all the time every time he passed through.
Let me ask you this. Do you pick up anything with Mindy regarding animals?
I'm kind of getting a smaller dog.
We're really putting you on the spot here, Tom.
I know. But I get, you know, yeah, I kind of can see. So I'm getting like a, you know, I'm doing some astral projection here too. It's like, but I'm getting, you know, not really small, but kind of midway. You know, like I'm getting like a. I can't, you know, the type of dog, but I can kind of see an outline of a animal.
So, is this dog like in spirit then?
Yes.
And where do animals go? Do you know where they go to?
You know, I didn't see any animals in heaven. That people have asked me that. Well, did you see animals up there? And I didn't in my experience. But I've heard that other people that have mentioned it, that they have seen the animals in heaven.
So would this animal have the ability to be around us then, when even though it's passed on?
Yes.
And is this? Do you see this animal around Mindy at all?
I see it like sitting. Sitting right next to her on the left side. This is what I get, you know.
Is there, Mindy, would you care to explain to Tom any of this?
Yeah, I had a Pekingese dog.
Mm-hmm.
From when, I don't know, I was 6 years old. I don't know. I was really young anyway, and we had to put her down a couple years ago. She was 15.
Right.
And, yeah, I swear that she's around the house. We can hear her jump on the bed or feel her jump on the bed, and we hear footsteps running down the hall, and the cat will be laying down. So that's neat that you pick up on that.
Very close to you. I mean, very, very close. I get that connection with you. I mean.
Yeah, there was something about her.
Yeah, just very spiritual as well, you know.
So they're much more complex animals than we give them credit.
Yes, yes, very much.
And
they're like our children.
They love deeply, like they love very deeply as well, don't they?
Yes, yes.
Well, if there's
That's
anything,
awesome.
Is there anything more, Mindy, that you want to ask at this point?
You know, there's so many questions that I could ask. There's so many people close to me, and
go ahead.
I don't even have a specific question.
Now's your opportunity.
That's where I would just say, is there anybody who has any messages or anything that they need to get through?
There is a spirit. You know, I'm doing the astral projection because you're there and I'm here.
Right.
There is a there's an elderly female around you. And she's like a mother figure, and she feels the compassion, and she feels the pain, and she's there, and she's like in a comforting mode, and I pick that up very strongly, that she's around you, and she's there, and she's saying, you know, feeling this vibration that she's trying to comfort you, because she knows that.
Now, when you say elderly, can you approximate age, or?
I'm getting over, I can kind of see an outline, it's over 50 years of age.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting an outline of her.
Okay. And is there anyone you can think of, Mindy, that might be?
That's passed on. It could be numerous. You know,
could be numerous.
We've had a lot of stuff.
Is this somebody that's passed on recently, do you think, Tom?
It's within the 5 year frame. It's close. She's close because I don't get a distant. I don't get more than 10 years ago.
You can't actually talk to this spirit and ask them who they are or anything like that?
I can get, when I'm doing the seances, it comes through a lot clearer. I can get names in the seances and when I do the candles and I get the people around the room. But I'm getting on Mindy's side, you know, that she's a relative on your side, that the connection is.
Okay.
Tom, would you say we have spirits around us, loved ones around us a lot throughout the course of our lifetime?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of, they even friends will come back, and if they want to, you know, they become your guardian angels throughout life. And
really?
It's really amazing. When I do a lot of healings, they'll come through very clearly, and I can see them right next to the people as I'm healing them, and I'll say, well, you know, here's the spirit of your uncle, let's say, and then I would explain to him, you know, this is how he looks, this is what it is like. And then the people are just amazed that, you know, that, and I'm like, I wish you could see what I'm seeing. You know, it's an extra perception that I came back with from heaven.
Is there anything we can do as people who are down here living through this, not like you, Tom, with not our mere mortal abilities, that to heighten those, to increase those, that a bit of awareness? Are there things we can do?
That's an excellent question too. I think that when you die, you come back with a lot more amplified abilities, and there's people that try to read it and they try to study it and they try to practice it. But I think to really have that true gift, this is what I'm seeing, is that you actually, when the angel put her hand in my hand, it's my right hand that's always very hot, and where my left hand isn't like that. And there's a transformation when you come back from heaven that you have as a gift that I don't think that I know of, that you can really learn that. It's a different vibration level when you go to the other side.
You're telling me I basically got to kill myself, but only for a few minutes.
Well, I wouldn't suggest that, but I mean, but I think the true healers and the people like that would have that gift of having gone to heaven and come back with a more amplified senses of awareness that they don't have here in the physical world.
I'm going to go down to the doctor and say, put a little Novocaine in my toe.
You want a vision. You want to see what happened, right?
Do you believe that we have out-of-body experiences that all of us experience that on a regular basis?
I think I've heard of it with other people. I haven't met a lot of people that have, you know, really talked about that, but I have heard that they have had a lot of out-of-body and they've done things like that. I mostly meet the people face-to-face, and then I do the readings and so forth like that.
So you've dealt, the people that you've really dealt with healings and stuff like that, mainly cancer, but you're willing to branch out and try other things as well.
Right. Yeah, I would like to. I would like to try to do autism. That would be a really great challenge to try it to see if I could make a difference with that. But most of the cases that I get called on are about cancer, and it's actually the easiest to heal. You know, and people would think that'd be the hardest, but it's actually the easiest.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna. If Mindy, if you have anything more, or you can stick around, you want to, whatever you'd like to do, do you have any more questions you want to ask?
If you don't mind, just one more quick one.
Sure, go ahead.
Sure.
I guess, you know, you had said that the baby was a girl and that she's going to come back.
Yes.
Is that something that you can see, like, why this time didn't work out? Or why she didn't stay this time?
Yeah, I don't think it was the time. I think the timing wasn't correct at this time. And that is a choice on the spiritual world where they for one or another reason, from a way that we can't explain in the physical world, the spiritual world decides the timing and when that child is supposed to be born. And I think it was just off, the timing for that child.
Nobody's to blame in it, are they?
No one's to blame at all. And she's well, I mean, her spirit's is, she's fine on the other side, and she's in the energy of light and love, and she will be returning, though. I get that very strongly, that she is coming back.
Tell her to hurry up.
Will she come back as a girl?
Yes.
Oh, she will.
Without a doubt.
Because is that, like, do we have gender when we leave here?
You know, yeah, I think there is. I remember when I was in heaven, I saw the different spirits that I recognized, and I also knew who I was in my previous life, and I was the same gender in the previous life that I am now. So as far as, you mean if they change gender when they come back?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I've heard this before, that we really, gender is just something that we have here. Mm-hmm. And we can be one or the other. We may lean more towards one because we're comfortable with that. But I think in our true spirit, I hate to disappoint you, Mindy, or anybody, but we really are genderless. That's something you didn't experience, Tom.
Well, I think that's an excellent question, because up in heaven, when you're looking at the other beings and you're seeing you see this beautiful angel like Amelia, who has long blonde hair, and you see the eyes and the physical gorgeousness behind it, you don't look at it that way when you're in heaven. You look at it as like she's a sister, and all those, and you're all equal as one gender. That's probably what I'm thinking you're trying to say here.
Yeah, well, I just think we remove the sexual end of it, the gender end of it, I guess from what I've been studying for years, and we are these beings of love and light and energy. And the physical form is what we choose to take down here when we come here. Mindy, is there anything else?
No, that was perfect. Thank you both very much.
Thank you, Mindy. It's
Thanks
a pleasure.
For coming in. She's been on the air. You know, she took some time off. She came back on the air. Somebody called in and asked, how's your baby doing? And Mindy was just able to deal with it, you know, very well, I thought. Because that's tough. I would have a tough time, you know, if it was my wife that went through that, you know, Tom. You're still connected emotionally to it. So, awesome, Mindy. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me in.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Sure.
Well said. Very well said. Okay, we're going to finish up part one of this show, and then we have another person that's going to come on, another coworker, Tom. I'm putting you on the spot again.
No problem.
But we're going to have part two of this show continuing next week on Out There. And if you want to find out more about Tom, go to thomangels.com. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you, TJ. Pleasure.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.